The auditorium was the biggest room Terry had ever seen. The walls comprised mostly of large white tiles stretched up a dozen feet. Blue mats covered most of the floor, except for the areas closest to the walls. The only piece of furniture was a single podium which sat a few feet away, close to the entrance. Terry stood beside John, near the center of the room, facing the podium. They were standing about, all the boys and girls, at least a few dozen. Several men, soldiers, John had called them, stood motionless around the walls facing the children.
"Line up in rows of six," said one soldier. "Wait there and be quiet."
Wait for what? Terry wondered. None of the soldiers gave a reason, but Terry could tell it was important. With so many men in the room, it had to be. "Hey," whispered John. "What'd you think? Maybe they'll tell us what's going on." Terry shrugged. "I hope they tell us more about school or something." "Yeah, one of the girls said that's what it's for."
"One of the girls?"
"There," he said, leaning and pointing down the line. "That one on the end." Terry bent forward to look. There weren't very many girls in their group, so he spotted her easily. He noticed her skin right away, a golden shade of brown, and her shiny black hair hung gently from her head to her waist. She looked very serious, a narrow brow, her eyes focused and staring toward the door behind the podium.
"Her name's May," John said.
"What else did she say?" Terry asked.
"Not much. I only got to talk to her for a second or two when we were standing outside."
John paused, looking around.
"I think I hear something."
They both grew silent and listened. Sure enough, there was a rumbling sound, like doors slamming one after another in the distance, and it was getting louder.
"What is that?" asked one of the boys behind Terry.
But there was no time for an answer. Instead, the doors beyond the podium crashed open, and a line of soldiers entered. As they filed in from the outer hall, the soldiers took up positions surrounding the podium. They faced the children and slammed their feet against the floor. Their bodies were stiff, and their chests pressed out, with arms gripping both their sides. They looked like plastic toys. Finally, one of the soldiers moved behind the podium and stepped up so he was above the rest. To Terry's surprise, it was the same man he'd met yesterday. Two streaks of gray ran through his dark brown hair. He wore a uniform that was similar to the other men, except it had brown in the places where the blue should be, and there were more pins on his chest and along his neckline. Colonel Bishop, the man in the gray suit, had called him. He looked like an old memory. Bishop stood quietly at the front, staring at them. A long hush of silence filled the room. It wasn't until the old man cleared his throat that Terry let himself relax.
"Listen up," Bishop shouted, his voice booming. "You're all here right now because it's the first day. Yesterday was a test run, just to make sure none of you were sick or half dead. Lucky for us, you're all perfectly fine."
He paused a moment, slowly looking from one side of the group to the other. Was he looking at each of them? Was he looking at Terry?
"But make no mistake, we aren't here to coddle you. That was your mother's job. And she's not here anymore. All of that is over. Instead, you'll stand on your own two feet, fully capable of doing what needs to be done. By the time this is over, you will be better," he said. "The very best we can make you."